The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1, verse 1. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Verse 2. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judah and his brethren. And Judah begat Perez and Zerah of Tamar. And Perez begat Ezram, and Ezram begat Aram. And Aram begat Aminadab, and Aminadab begat Nahshon, and Nahshon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king. Begat, of course, simply means to father, to sire. And David begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah. 7. And Solomon begat Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begat Abiah, and Abiah begat Asa. And Asa begat Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat begat Joram, and Joram begat Uzziah, and Uzziah begat Jotham, and Jotham begat Ahaz, and Ahaz begat Hezekiah. And Hezekiah begat Manasseh, and Manasseh begat Ammon, and Ammon begat Josiah, and Josiah begat Jeconias and his brethren, about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begat Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begat Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel begat Abihud, and Abihud begat Eliakim, and Eliakim begat Azor, and Azor begat Zadok, and Zadok begat Achim, and Achim begat Eliud, and Eliud begat Eleazar, and Eleazar begat Matan, and Matan begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. This genealogy, let's read verse 17. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David to the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. There's definitely some worthy things of note in this genealogy, and I don't really want to be a teacher of genealogies. I am a teacher and preacher of the most important things in the gospel, which God has given me to understand. I'm going to place on my website an interesting chart that talks about the two genealogies of Matthew 1 and Luke 3. And there's some very interesting little notes about it, about names that aren't included in this genealogy. I mean, people who are in the line whose names are removed. And there were reasons they were removed. For great sins and so on and so forth. I do not want to focus on that. You'll notice while I read it, I read the names, many of them not the way they're spelled. I'm still reading from the King James, but I read them as they are transliterated in the Old Testament. Like instead of saying Ezekias, I said Hezekiah, because that is the way it is usually rendered in the Old Testament. And I kind of like to stay with that, because most of the references to the kings are in the Old Testament. The New Testament doesn't talk much of those. So I like to pronounce them that way. That's the way I think of them. That's the way I speak them when I read the genealogy. The reason for the difference is because it's kind of like when you translate, it's basically Jesus. The Hebrew name for Jesus is Joshua. Or in Hebrew was Yeshua, right? And what happened was, Yeshua got translated into Greek. And then that got translated into English. And so Jesus becomes a very different name than Yeshua. Because the transliteration from Hebrew into Greek is one thing, but then to go from Greek to English is another. And the same thing here. So instead of Hezekiah, which is the English transliteration of the Hebrew, we have Ezekias, which is the English transliteration of the Greek transliteration of the Hebrew. If that's confusing, we'll forget about it. Don't worry. The character of this genealogy is interesting. We go from Abraham. It doesn't trace it back to Adam, but to Abraham, whereas the Luke one does. And I'm going to put that chart up, and it'll talk about reasons why. I don't really want to focus on surmising the importance of the things in the genealogy. I think there is something to be learned there. But I want to get quickly to the doctrine of Christ and to the teachings of Christ. So we're not going to labor these points, okay? The 14 generations from Abraham to David, from David to the carrying away of Babylon, and from the carrying away of the Babylon into Christ, it's to show the perfection of time and of generations that had gone to past. And then in the regal line, all the men listed in Christ's genealogy from David were kings until they were carried away into captivity. Verse 18, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. What it's saying is, very simply, Mary was engaged to marry Joseph, and before they came together, she was found to be pregnant. And he was a just man. I mean, he wanted to obey the law. Still, he did not. What it means is there's actually a conflict here with Joseph. He didn't want. In the law, there was to put away a woman away was a public thing. She would be publicly disgraced. But he was not willing. He was a man of mercy, a man of good intentions and mercy, and he did not want to make her a public example as according to law. So he wanted to put her away privily, which is privately, secretly. Verse 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Verse 22. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying. Verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus, Yeshua. His name is called Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. Right after Jesus departed from the earth, before 2 months were out, when Peter was preaching, he preached to the Jews. He says, this Jesus